What you need to understand is this one come about through understanding paticca-samuppada. Understand? When you understand the dwelling, how it functions, then at every moment, you will have the wisdom to know that all these are dangerous links if you don't have the Dhamma. That's why they say it is a fire sermon. Everything is burning. Burning with what? Loba, dosa, and moha, the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. So when it comes to the senses perception, we start with the sense basis. The eye, you say the eye is burning. If it's the ear, here you say the ear, bhikkhu, is burning. Then the sense data is what? Sense data, vibration, sound, can be music or whatever, pleasant, unpleasant, it is burning. Or vibration that comes in is burning. Whatever that is received by the ear, the sense data are burning. Ear or hearing consciousness, that very moment of consciousness, like the Buddha say, in the seeing is only the seeing consciousness. But very fast you input the content, where you stir through your brain, your views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system. So what happens is, if you don't have the Dhamma, or what they call wisdom, you need Sotmanasika to prompt you, then you will be caught. That's why when you have the Yoniso Manasikara, the fire sermon, trigger of so much enlightenment. So when they hear all this, there is a lot of joy. Well, they can relate. They have mindfulness to see. So when they can see, then they will come to all this understanding. The ear is burning, bhikkhu. Then sense data received by the ear is burning. Then the ear or hearing consciousness, that consciousness itself is burning. Then the contact is burning. Then whatsoever feeling felt, built upon contact, feeling arise. If it become pleasant and unpleasant, or neutral feeling, that arise with ear contact, that too is burning, because it's stir already. Feeling is no more pure feeling. You don't have yoniso manasikara. Then with what is it built? Burning. Burning with the fire of greed, hatred, and delusion. Or loba, dosa, and moha. I said it is burning with birth, aging, and death. With sorrow, with lamentation, with pain, with grief, and despair. Then the Buddha repeat the same for all the other senses, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. So all these are repeated. Then with what are they burning? Again, greed, hatred, and delusion. Then bhikkhu, when a noble disciple who had heard this truth and clearly seeing things as they are, with the direct seeing, he become wary of the eye, wary of the visual form, wary of eye or seeing consciousness. That's why I told you at one time, remember, very nearing enlightenment that time, the fine suffering, every moment of contact is suffering, every moment of perception is suffering, every moment of wanting to know or think to move the sankhara is suffering. And this is what the fire sermon is trying to tell you. When you have mindfulness with that sensitivity, you can feel it. That's why with that, how can you cling? How can you grow? How can you be deceived by all these external sense data that you carry into your perception? That's why wisdom free. Without wisdom, you can't. Then when you are wary of all this, yeah, he becomes wary of all this, the ear, the sound, the hearing consciousness, etc., for all the other organs. He becomes, finally, wary of the mind, wary of the thought and mental form, then wary of mind or thought consciousness, etc. In this way, he becomes free of passion, means the craving, and he becomes aware of feeling, with insight, knowledge, and wisdom, means yoniso manasikara, the wisdom. He knows that no more rebirth, that the holy life is his, that he has done all that should be done. These were the Buddha's word, or Blessed One's word, when he spoke to the bhikkhu thus, and the whole congregation of over 1,000 bhikkhu rejoiced at proof of his word and attained liberation from the asava through clinging no more, and their hearts were completely free, means they became arahant.